In this session, we are talking about discipline, affection, and emotional safety. Many single mothers feel pressure from every side. Some people may say, be stricter. Others may say they have been through enough, let everything go. Some mothers fear being too hard. Others fear being too soft. Some are exhausted and react more strongly than they want to. Christian parenting needs both grace and structure. Ephesians 6:4 warns fathers not to provoke children to anger, but to bring them up in the instruction of the Lord. Colossians 3:21 gives a similar warning, do not discourage children. These passages remind us that authority in the home should not crush a child's spirit. Discipline should guide, not humiliate. Children need affection. They need to know they are loved when they obey and when they struggle. They need hugs, kind words, eye contact, prayer, encouragement, and moments of delight. Affection helps children feel secure. Children also need structure. Structure says you are not alone. Someone is leading this home. Bedtimes, routines, chores, screen limits, school expectations, and respectful speech all help children learn safety and responsibility. Emotional safety does not mean children get whatever they want. It means they are not mocked, shamed, threatened, or pulled into adult burdens. A child should not have to carry a mother's loneliness, legal fears, anger toward a co-parent, financial panic, or need for adult friendship. Child-conscious motherhood asks, what does my child need to know and what is too heavy for my child to carry? Sometimes children act out because they are grieving change. Sometimes they test limits because life feels uncertain. Sometimes they need correction. Sometimes they need comfort. Often they need both. A wise mother learns to pause before reacting. She asks, is this disobedience, tiredness, fear, hunger, sadness, or confusion? That pause can change the tone of the whole home. This course does not give custody advice, diagnose children, or interpret parenting orders. If there is suspected abuse, neglect, danger, or serious emotional distress, seek appropriate professional, pastoral, or legal help. You are not asked to parent perfectly. You are invited to parent with growing wisdom, self-respect, affection, and faithful structure. Reflection question, where does your home need more affection, more structure, or both? Gentle next step, choose one discipline pattern you want to make calmer, clearer, and more loving this week.